teams covered, no talking points necessary. You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
It is time now for the Who Said It championship bout between the Killer Bees, Blank and Branham, going toe-to-toes with Cody Stutes of the Will House, who y'all got a huge guest list today. Bruce Pearl's going to be on.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be good. Who else you have on today?
Buster Olney and Tim McMahon.
Very good.
Ooh, boy, so that is a heavy hitting show.
It's mm-hmm. a big show coming up on the Will House today.
You neutralized because you have Jake.
We tried to get Coach Calipari, but he has a father-son basketball camp that he could not miss.
That's good.
I'm sure
good
the endorsement deal there is probably pretty good.
It is very good. Yeah. Now, we're going to try to, obviously, try to break the confidence of Cody Stutes heading into the show, because I feel like if he heads into the Will House later today without the title, that he's going to feel devastated and sad. And it might lead to, you know, BK and Jake having to pick up the slack. But if he goes with it with the title, then I think that he'd feel very
comfortable. Oh, my God, he did wear – he wore a singlet.
That's like Vader's. That's like Vader's wrestling.
I appreciate it.
Joel wanted the spandex. Joel got the spandex.
I don't know that I wanted it. I dare you.
So all the folks can see my glorious body.
Why I just appreciate the nips being covered. Oh, baby, look out.
Cody Stutes is wearing a Vader bomb.
Did you borrow that from
costume.
Dyson what's-his-name's mom?
What would we say?
In the draft last night? Wow.
He looks like Vader. I think he looks like Vader. You got to do the whole show. You want to put, like, every good bout, every good match, you have to have more stakes on the line. So we're putting our title on the line.
Yeah.
I feel like if you lose, because we were kind enough to give you a title shot, that if you lose, you should have to do your entire show this evening wearing that.
Well, that's not a punishment for me, but that's maybe a punishment for the other wheelhouse guys.
I feel like it adds to the stakes. Yeah. Like a hair match, you know? Loser loses their hair. Well, here.
If you aren't on Twitch and you aren't seeing this, I would just highly suggest you do.
Twitch.tv/ESPN97.5.
It's title versus singlet, huh?
Title versus singlet. We're putting our title on the line. You're putting your shirt on the line from 3 to 7.
No, he put it on the back of the chair, or worse, it's on the floor because he's...
I feel like that needs to happen if you lose the title.
I think Brady's trying to tell us to get going.
You got it.
All right, championship rules. That means we go first. We can't duplicate answers. Obviously, there's nothing on the Will House, and there's nothing on the Killer Bees that will be used in today's championship match of Who Said It. All right, let's get started. Brendan letting us know. It's like the Oscars music playing us off. All right, what is number one?
Number one, in regards to fees on tickets, one host said, they are basically prison sexing you if you want to go to a concert.
What do you think about that, Blankers?
Man.
Do you feel good about this one, Coates?
Mm-hmm. I do. Feel good about all of them.
Can you repeat the question?
In regards to fees on tickets, one host said, they are basically prison sexing you if you want to go to a concert.
That used to be a Palillo shtick. Remember?
Yeah, and Lance has a sponsor for that.
Fees.
Lance has a sponsor for that.
Oh, that's right, he does.
Yeah.
That's a good call. That's a good call. It's better than what I have. So.
I'm torn between LZ and Pauly G.
Okay.
Pauly G would be concert goer, right?
Yeah, Lance goes to concerts, too. He likes his little country western. Yeah, he talks about how he goes to a little bit of Texas country with the missus.
Garth's
Mrs. Erlein.
I'm sure everybody's jacked up, but tickets went on sale this morning. You got them?
I got four.
You got them.
Did you really?
I did. That's a big get.
That's a big get.
I wish that was in September, not in August. All right, so where are we going? It's already 05 here.
Yeah, I don't know. you want me to call it?
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm like his Bobby the Brain Heenan.
We'll go Pauly G.
All right. We go. The Killer Bees go Pauly G. Brendan does have a poster of him hanging up in his bedroom.
This is Patrick Creighton because of all the people that would use the term prison sex. It's Patrick Creighton.
Not a bad call.
It's just...
Wow.
They're basically prison sexing you.
Man.
If you want to go to a concert.
There's one.
That happened quickly.
There's one.
That's all right. Killer Bees like a little adversity.
I don't feel as bad because both of my answers were wrong, so it's fine.
Killer Bees like a little adversity. We're good, you know, we're good coming back.
I don't know if I would agree with that, but...
Watch your mouth.
Now, I get to go first on this one, correct?
Yes. Alternating, okay. Yeah. Alternating surf.
Number two, a man should never show his feet.
Hmm.
Ooh. There's a couple of different ways you could go about this. It's not Gallant. I know Gallant has mandals. You know, fancy sandals.
Oh, no, those are Jerusalem Cruisers.
Yeah, so I know that's him. I know. I'm almost positive I've seen Zerline in sandals before.
I don't know why you're looking at me like some sort of reassurance.
I don't think this would be Creighton. This feels like something John Granato might say. Like, it feels like something Granato might say to kind of, you know. Honestly, it's probably something Granato said to me before. So, I'm going to go Granato.
Are you baiting us? Like, you already know he said this?
Well, if he is, then he sold it really good.
Yeah, you sold it, but you don't have to because you're picking first, and we can't pick who you pick.
Yeah, but it's good for radio.
Oh, God. Why are you answering for him, PR guy? Can I have it one more time?
I'm not answering for him. He answered for himself.
A man should never show his feet.
That could be Vanessa.
I think so, too.
So he could be now.
I think that's really good. Mm. I was thinking the same thing because Paulie would show his feet.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't be afraid to tell him that.
See, I feel like Granato would wear sandals after, like, golf. So
if they were Gucci.
Sure. Yeah, they could be Gucci, but still Gucci sandals or sandals.
Right.
I feel like he would do it. See, my guess was actually either Vanessa or Lance. I'm not sure I've ever seen Lance in...
He wears bright red socks that are pulled up too high with different colored shoes, but, yeah, I don't think he... I've never seen him wear sandals. I think Vanessa as well, too.
All right, let's go Vanessa.
That's a good guess.
I think that a man should never show... Like, no one wants to see
right
your ugly ass.
Yeah, you were.
Feet.
You were on the cusp.
Wow.
I was right there.
We both took a swing and a miss on that one.
I talked myself out of that one.
Jeez.
Yeah, you should have just put your foot down and I'd have gone with it.
Man should never see his feet get put
true.
Down.
True. Very good point.
Number three, I cried watching draft day. It doesn't take much to tear me up.
This is us.
Yeah. Well, that's a show on NBC. They tear up for that, too.
Could it be a fill-in host?
Not this week. I'm strongly considering allowing it next week.
Ooh.
I tear up in draft day.
I mean, it's got
that
a,
sounds like something Paul would say.
Paulie's super soft.
You think Paul?
Yeah, I mean, he's a cat guy.
Yeah, and he, like, I don't see Granato crying over draft
no,
day.
No, I think he
Lance
makes fun
lives
of criers.
Draft day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should go Paul. You good with Paul?
Yeah.
Gallant? All right, let's go with Gallant. We're going with Gallant here.
Right show, wrong host.
I knew it.
This feels like Vanessa all the way because Paul feels like the type of person that would make fun of draft day. And then Vanessa would defend it because it had some touching moments.
Jeremy and Joel, do you have any confidence? You just get upset when he makes a pick.
No, because well, at the last, I was gonna stop Jeremy and say, but what about his host, his co-host? But yeah, and then when Cody said, I was mad that I didn't speak up.
All right, the answer.
I mean, I cried watching draft. Wow. Day. It does not take that much to make me tear up.
Wow.
Woo.
Knotted it up in the third, baby.
This means nothing to us, by the way.
Good call.
We're not
good
competitive call.
Knotted
either.
It up in the third.
Good call.
Cody, I should warn you.
That conviction for you, though, had me fooled. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Our rules are a tie goes to the defending champ.
Yeah, it's a draw.
Yeah, you have to beat the champion. Yeah. To be the man, you got to beat the man. It's not tie the man.
Does this guy look like he needs the rules of combat sports? No.
I'll say this, though. By tie, I'm not wearing the singlet for the show.
That's fair.
Number four. I thought when two people bonked, they were doing the dirty.
I'm sorry, what? Bonked?
I'm sorry, what?
I thought when two people bonked, they were doing the dirty.
Hmm. Okay. This feels like something that maybe somebody had misconstrued on a social media thing and was just kind of running with it, pretending like they knew what was going on and someone had to explain it to them. I'm going to go with Vanessa on this one. This feels like one of those like innocent moments where she kind of maybe forgot or was trying to play dumb or didn't know genuinely.
I'm just going to tell you that bonked sounds like an Indiana response.
Yeah.
So you think she would know?
The phrasing, too, feels like a family.
I think the phrasing alone thinks that sounds like it would be Vanessa.
Feels like a home.
The term bonked.
But if it's an Indiana term, she would know that.
Feels like a home that watched a lot of Newlywed Game.
That's a good point.
And maybe has said bonked before, and then she just forgot that it means getting it on.
See, I'm thinking here, like, Granato's a bit of a boomer, so he doesn't really know new terms. Lance is cool, so he knows cool words. It can't be Vanessa, because we can't pick Vanessa,
right?
Because Stoots did.
Lance is cool, because he knows cool words. Okay.
One of many reasons. One of a myriad of reasons.
Yeah, Paulie's
so
hip.
It's got to be either Granato or Paul. Like, do you think PC would be, say something like that? PC would know what that means. PC knows every dirty word in the English language. So definitely not PC. I think it's either Granato or Paul.
Mm.
How do you feel?
One of those people would be my second choice.
Which one?
I'm not telling you.
You call it. You can call this one.
You going to use my line on me?
What?
Right show, wrong host?
This isn't an opinion.
He's leading
prediction.
You. That's a
bad one. This isn't an opinion. This is a prediction. Let's go, Granato.
We're back.
I thought when two people bonked, they were doing the dirt.
We didn't have a chance anyways. Nope. We didn't have a chance. All right, so Stutes is up 2-1 going into the fifth and final round. We have to... It doesn't
push.
Matter.
Stutes, we need a push.
Guess here.
We're the champions. We still win if there's a push.
Yeah, Brendan.
And you have the chance to...
I'm just reiterating it.
You have the chance to do that without giving Cody any chances.
Yeah, Cody, okay, there you go. It doesn't even matter, really, what Cody guesses here.
Number five, what do I look like? Somebody who buys farts in a bottle?
What? Why are you giggling? Because you like the quote?
Yeah, that's a good quote. That's a very good quote.
Any idea?
Well, my initial reaction would have been BK, and I can't pick him because it sounds like BK in a nutshell.
It does sound like a BK quote. We can't pick BK.
BK has two of these stories ready for quick hits today at 6:30. So
farts in a bottle?
No, even worse.
Give me it one more time, Brendan.
What do I look like? Somebody who buys farts in a bottle?
It's either Lance or Granato, right? Or Paul.
I think Paul. I think Paul could be in the mix.
All right, you call this one. I called the last one.
No pressure, guys. I mean,
this. You know what though?
Your
you know what though?
Yeah. What?
I think.
What, though?
I think that this fits in perfectly with a story off of News from the Weird.
Oh.
Yeah, and so someone read it, Granato. Someone commented on it.
Oh.
Lance.
Well, I'm sold. You could. I mean, I'm an impressionable young man. So yeah, sure.
So it's one of the two. You think that was the initial comment or Granato fighting back saying, what do I look like? Someone that would buy farts in a bottle.
We could, since we narrowed it down to the bench, we could go with the guy that hadn't been used.
Is that John?
Yeah. Because Lance said the sandal thing. So yeah.
Okay. We'll go John.
Cody doesn't even need a guess. So
well, if I guess it and get it right, it's a dominant victory for me. I'll go Patrick, even though I think you guys guessed the correct answer.
What do I look like? Somebody buys fart in a bottle.
Dang it!
Whoa!
It's Paul, right? It's Paul.
No, it's LZ.
That was Lance?
Yes.
Wow, the line of thinking was correct.
Yeah.
But the answer was not.
Congratulations.
Which means...
Way to go.
That the wheelhouse is Cody Stutes, which is me, is the champion. The champ. Just
wanna,
like I said I
you
would.
You want to get up and dance with the
I
cameras?
Came in here, and I won this sucker just like I said I would. With a tear in my eye. I... I am the greatest.
Get it up.
Who
Get him
said
off.
It?
Get him off. Hurry
champion
up.
Of all time.
Grow to break.
Coming up next, woo! Expectations for this season for the Rockets. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.